Barnes police officers will be back in Denver Public High Schools at least through the rest of the school year. The Denver School Board unanimously approved that in an emergency session yesterday in the wake of a shooting at East High School on Wednesday. Two school administrators were shot by an East High School student while they performed a weapons search on him based on his student safety plan. One remains hospitalized in serious condition while the other has been discharged. Wednesday's shooting came weeks after the shooting death of 16-year-old Luis Garcia, who lost his life to gun violence outside of East High. Thursday's decision by DPS leaders reverses a decision from 3 years ago when the board voted to remove police officers from schools in the wake of protests over the Minneapolis police murder of George Floyd. District leaders said yesterday they are also directing Superintendent Alex Moreo to gather feedback from students, teachers, and parents to shape a long-term safety plan and submit it to them by June 30th. The board also told Moreo to work with Denver Mayor Michael Hancock to externally fund two armed officers and up to two mental health workers at each of the district's high schools through the rest of the year. The suspect in Wednesday's shooting eluded law enforcement throughout the day, but later died in apparent suicide, according to the Denver Post. Meanwhile, up to 1,000 students from Denver high schools protested at the state capitol Thursday, urging lawmakers to pass gun reform legislation. KGNU's John Kellen has more.
The protest marked the second time in recent weeks that students have rallied lawmakers for safer schools and gun reform. Even as the students convened at the Capitol, Senators Chris Hansen and Rhonda Fields announced they would introduce a bill next week that would ban so-called ghost guns in Colorado. Senator Hansen says ghost guns can be ordered online and easily assembled at home. There are no background checks, and the ghost guns don't have serial numbers, so they can't be traced. Multiple law enforcement sources told CBS Colorado that the suspect in Wednesday's East High shooting was on probation for a 2021 incident in which he possessed a ghost gun and an extended gun magazine. The proposed bill would also outlaw 3D switches, which can turn a semi-automatic gun into a fully automatic gun. As part of the legislation, Senator Hansen said he's advocating for $1 million in violence prevention grants for schools. Senator Fields said she's working on funding rapid response teams to help school communities deal with trauma. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Denver Public Schools has canceled classes today at all of the district schools in the wake of Wednesday's shooting. The district says today's closure will allow students and staff to have a mental health day in light of recent events, including a data breach that unveiled personal information of DPS staff, including fingerprints and bank account numbers. During today's school closure, DPS Superintendent Alex Moreo says the district will have 14 extended care sites available and will be providing food pickup locations. Boulder City crews on Thursday removed more encampments of unhoused people along Boulder Creek. According to the Daily Camera, city crews also did clear-outs of encampments Wednesday along Broadway and Arapahoe Avenue. City officials say on March 17th, Boulder gave the unhoused 72-hour notices to vacate. The Daily Camera reports Boulder police, along with security from Boulder Valley School District, have been stepping up patrols after a series of tent fires and propane tank explosions in recent weeks. Advocates say the clear-outs will force the unhoused to move place to place while Boulder provides limited shelter. During the Thursday study session by Boulder City Council, council members discussed a downtown project that aims to have a pop-up location where cultural events, public art, and other programming can occur on downtown streets starting this year. The Daily Camera reports the idea of the program spun from vehicle street closures that occurred during the height of the pandemic and community members expressing a strong interest for more public space in downtown Boulder. The Daily Camera also reports the Downtown Streets as Public Spaces project will culminate into recommendations for long-term changes to Boulder's downtown. During Thursday night's meeting, Boulder City Council also discussed zoning changes to achieve affordable housing. Among staff recommendations is removing density limits and allowing more duplexes or attached housing in neighborhoods with single-family homes. The city's senior policy advisor says he plans on bringing the issue before City Council in September. A judge in Wyoming has temporarily blocked a new state law that bans abortions in most cases. The Associated Press reports the judge ruled the state cannot take away a constitutional right with legislation. The Wyoming Constitution protects an adult's right to determine their own health care, but the Republican-backed ban says abortion is not health care. Wednesday's ruling blocks the new law for at least 2 weeks. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be sunny with daytime temperatures reaching 49 degrees for Boulder, 50 degrees for Denver, and 51 degrees for Fort Collins. There is a 20 to 30% chance of snow and precipitation after 3 p.m. with little or no snow accumulation expected. Today's daytime winds could gust as high as 16 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will be cloudy and snow showers are likely with a chance of precipitation at 70%. Tonight's new snow accumulation is less than a half an inch possible. Tonight's lows will range from 22 to 25 degrees and winds could gust as high as 34 miles per hour for Boulder. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.